Rings, Swords, and Monsters, Lecture 7. Tolkien, The Return of the King.
We now come to The Return of the King, the conclusion of The Lord of the Rings, and the conclusion, therefore, of Tolkien's masterwork. What we're going to do in this lecture is work through some of the big themes that Tolkien manages to tie together at the end of The Return of the King. And these are the comparison of cultures between Gondor and Rohan, a discussion of war, which has been apparent in the other books, but is really the focus of The Return of the King. And then finally, the climactic moment of Frodo on Mount Doom with the ring. And then the very, very, very long anticlimax that Tolkien uses to conclude the book. So I want to begin by talking about war. That's really what the first part of The Return of the King is about. It's about war. There's been war before, but not this way. For example, war comes to Gondor. Pippin and Gandalf are trapped in the besieged city of Minas Tirith. And we really see what medieval siege warfare must have been like to those on the inside, where there was no hope of getting out. And it was just a question of in what way you were going to die, whether it was going to be of hunger or fire or being slaughtered. It's important at this stage to note that Merry and Pippin are separated for the first time. And so we get Merry's point of view and Pippin's point of view. And that allows Tolkien to develop a very clear contrast between Gondor and Rohan. Merry becomes the esquire of Théoden of Rohan. And Pippin becomes the esquire of Denethor, the steward of Gondor, and Boromir's father. And if you compare the two different ceremonies in which this happens, you can see another element of the two cultures. In Rohan, it's a very short ceremony. Basically, Merry says, "May I lay my sword in your lap?" And Théoden says, "Yes, and you shall be a knight of Rohan." Whereas to be a servant of Denethor, Pippin takes a very complex oath. "Here do I swear fealty and service to Gondor and to the lord and steward of its realm, to speak and to be silent, to do and to let be, to come and to go, in need or plenty, in peace or war, in living or dying, from this hour henceforth, until my lord release me, or death take me, or the world end." You can see the comparison right there. Gondor is the Rome of Middle-earth, and Rohan is the England in many ways. And they both have strengths and weaknesses. In fact, the Rohirrim have more martial vigor. They're better fighters. They fight on horseback. They're valiant and brave, and they don't give in. Gondor, they're learned, and they're educated. And it's also interesting that Tolkien plays upon this in how families work also. Denethor is very Numenorean. That's the ancestral people for Gondor. He's a throwback. He's very wise and learned and educated, and Faramir, his son, is like him. But Boromir, his other son, is much more like somebody from Rohan. He loves to fight and ride and do battle, and so he's even more beloved than the more intellectual and cerebral Denethor and Faramir. And that's also the two cultures. And I think that's important to look at because Tolkien is looking at this dynamic of cultures in the Middle Ages that was very important, that all the learning and all the history went with Rome, but the vigor went with the barbarians. And that's what you're seeing with Gondor and Rohan also. So the Dark Lord sends his armies against Minas Tirith, and things are not going well for Gondor. And on the more personal level, Faramir is wounded with a poison dart, and Denethor goes insane.